Now, business ethics on the home front. That's the topic of this week's question for New York Times ethicist Randy Cohen. We received a letter for him this month from listener Christina Tolliver in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and we have her on the line now. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Christina, something has been bothering you about your daycare provider. Can you tell us your problem?
Sure. I recently returned to work after taking off a few years to raise my two young children. And when I went back to work, I had them in daycare with a friend of mine. She does a great job, and her prices are very low. But I discovered a few days ago that my friend is not paying income taxes on what I am paying her. This helps keep my costs lower, too, but I'm just wondering, is it ethical for me to be participating in this?
How much would it cost you, do you know, to find a licensed daycare provider, and how much of a hardship would that be for you?
In terms of hardship, maybe not so much, but it would easily double my cost in daycare.
So, Randy Cohen, hello.
Hello.
What should Christina do here?
Well, we should say up front that of course, her daycare provider should pay her taxes. That's both an ethical and a legal obligation. And she is a bit of a knucklehead for confessing to her life of crime. I hope she hasn't blurted out other, you know, misdeeds, you know, that chain of liquor store robberies or anything. You wonder about her confessional urge. But your situation is a little more ambiguous, you know, that you have no legal obligation to stop using her because she is imperfect, that we all do business with lots of companies that have been in all kinds of legal trouble. I mean, no one feels an obligation to dump their Windows computer because every time Microsoft is hauled into court, so that we don't demand perfection from those with whom we do business, even though we know they're doing wrong. But ethically, it's more complicated. Maybe I'll give you the self-serving, convenient argument for keeping her on, that you could make a case that her outside life of crime isn't really relevant to your situation, and also that you don't really know she's not paying taxes. I mean, that could just be a lot of talk on her part, you know, just like that affair with Brad Pitt. I mean, maybe she's having it, maybe she's not. So if you look at it that way, then what she does in her own free time is none of your business, and you can keep her. But, you know, I hope you're as unpersuaded by that, you know, cheap rationalizing as I am. Here's the case. I think you have to dump her. And here's why. And I think you yourself, Ms. Tolliver, got right at the heart of it. It's, you're not just tolerating her bad behavior, you're profiting from it. And I think that's why you feel particularly uneasy and why you have to look elsewhere.
Right.
And that's why I'm reluctant to hire, say, a roofer, you know, who insists on being paid in cash. You know, well, I don't have a roof, but if I had a roof, I mean, I live indoors, but, you know, it's an apartment. But you feel that you're being implicated in someone else's criminality, and one would just rather not do that.
Right.
Christina, what are you going to do?
I offered my friend a rate increase to help cover her taxes, and she just didn't want to do that. So I started the search for a licensed daycare that will not have this problem.
And have you explained that to your friend?
I did, yes.
How'd she take it?
I think pretty well.
I really think you've done the right thing, both in being frank with your friend, giving her a chance to, you know, walk in the sun once again with decent child care providers. You know, and it also makes you wonder if she has such a casual attitude towards the tax laws, which also means presumably means she's not licensed, or that would put her on the IRS's radar, that you wonder if she has a similarly casual attitude about things like, I don't know, fire extinguishers, you know. It's disconcerting. You're rightly concerned about getting the best care for your kids.
Right.
Well, Christina Tolliver from Ypsilanti, Michigan, thanks very much for writing in.
Thank you.
If you've got a question for the ethicist, write to us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please remember to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy Cohen, thanks again.
A pleasure, Jennifer. I'm going to go right home, make some chicken soup, and fax it to you.